Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Standing on the promises of Christ our King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises of God.
You're welcome to another edition of the Open Heaven Hour. This is a brand new day and it's another day to be thankful. It's amazingly, it's the 16th day in the month of December 2024. And we are here with our hearts of gratitude. We've come to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for a brand new day. Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful for how you've kept us. We are grateful for how you've loved us. We are grateful for your provision, for your kindness, Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day for our devotion. It's that time of the day where we gather to dive into the Word of God, to hear what God has to tell us every single morning. Right here on the show, we get directions to every aspect of our lives. We get to hear the Lord speak. And in turn, we get to listen and obey. So if you are here and you have a lot weighing on you, you have a lot of questions on your mind, you have burdens that you are carrying, I want to assure you that on this show, the Lord has something to tell you. He wants to leave that burden. He wants you to lay it all down at His feet. If you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to help spread the word. Share this link with somebody. And like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejavi Adeboyi, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 17th day, actually. It is the 17th day in the month of December 2024. It's a beautiful day, and we'll be looking at a fresh new topic that says God's promises. God's promises. Our hymn for today is hymn 21. Hymn 21, standing on the promises of Christ my King. Standing on the promises of Christ my King. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Hebrews chapter 5 to chapter 8. Hebrews from chapter 5 to chapter 8. Our memory verse today is taken from Joshua chapter 21, verse 45. Joshua chapter 21, verse 45, which says, there failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel, all came to pass. Joshua chapter 21 verse 45. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel, all came to pass. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Hebrews chapter 6, from verse 10 to 15. Hebrews chapter 6, from verse 10 to 15. Are you with your Bibles now? From verse 10 it reads, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards his name. In that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could not swear by anyone greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, you can get a lot of strength from God's promises. Numbers chapter 23 verse 19 says that God is not like the people who make promises that they do not keep. When God makes you a promise, he is going to fulfill it. It may take a while, but every promise you have received from God will come to pass. Because 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 says that his promises are yea and amen. One of his promises is that you will always overcome evil attacks. Because Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17 says clearly that no weapon that is fashioned against you will prosper. This is a promise of the Almighty God and it can never fail. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 7 says that when enemies come against you, they will be smitten before your face. In other words, you are not the one who will be fighting. You just watch them being defeated before your face. When they come against you in one direction, they will scatter in seven different directions, according to Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 7. Another promise is in Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 13, which says, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. From the scripture above, it is evident that you will always emerge at the top, no matter what happens to you. When I was young, I used to play with house cats. I would hold a cat's four legs, put it back on the floor, and remove my hands. As soon as I removed my hands, the cat would be back on its feet in a twinkling of an eye. This affirms the saying of African elders, the back of the cat does not touch the ground. This is another way of saying that no matter what happens to you, you will not lose. God's promise to you is that no matter what happens, you will always be the head and not the tail. You will always be above and not beneath. You must note, however, that you have a part to play for God's promises to be fulfilled in your life. Beloved, if there is a promise that you are trying to activate in your life, find out the conditions attached to it in the scriptures. Do your part, and you will see that promises come to pass in your life at the right time. I just want to encourage somebody today. This is not from the manual, but it's just an encouragement. Especially if you are listening to me and you're waiting on God for a promise to be fulfilled. You have to also be very discerning to know the actions that God wants you to take in order for these promises to be fulfilled. Thanks for staying tuned so far. Thanks for listening to us. If this open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.thepraisefellowsradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. A link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Apple Store or Play Store. This will also give you access to all our amazing shows lined up for you through the day. It promises to be inspiring, exciting, and entertaining. This is your number one Christian radio station. Thanks for listening till you hear my voice again. Till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.